Talking coronavirus, COVID-19 tonight, and all the different ways it's affecting us here in the Chicagoland area. Everything from if you have to move your college kid back into the home, whether or not you got to go get groceries tonight, and also whether or not you're going to have to work from home. A lot of people, I mean, it's a huge disruption in the job market, and many are going to be doing things they've never done before, maybe working from home or being in a co-working space with spouses and children, things of that nature. But also, what does this impact? How does this impact the way we work and how the job market looks? Ramona Schindelheim is the editor-in-chief over at Working Nation. We've had her on before, and she joins us now. Ramona, thanks for coming back. We appreciate it.
Oh, good to be here.
So this is something you guys cover, Working Nation, the future of work. When you have this kind of disruption, obviously the future of work changes.
Absolutely, absolutely. But if you think about where we are in the economy right now and in the workforce, there's a lot of people who work remotely as it is, you know, in certain jobs, you know, to be fair. Like technology, certain software development, people can work remotely. I can do my job remotely, which I am doing now this week, actually. Mm-hmm. We decided to, you know, just out of abundance of caution to do it. But it's truly, truly a, you know, it's disrupted a lot of things that are not remote work, not remote workers. So they've closed down, you know, the stadiums. Because of games, they've closed down Broadway, Disneyland. Some offices are closed. Some manufacturers are closed, and that's where you have the big problem.
Ramona, from your end, when you know you've been paying attention to the economy and the job market, the numbers have been strong. When this kind of thing happens, should we just brace for the idea that the next time there's a jobs report that it might be lagging because a lot of companies may have to downsize because their bottom line is shrinking?
I was thinking back to 9/11 because that might be the closest recent comparison. We had an incident for a time being. There were, you know, things were locked down, schools were closed, Wall Street was closed, airlines were grounded, but things went back. People started going back to work. This is a public health issue, a public health crisis. So it seems, from what I can tell, it's going to last a few, you know, many more weeks longer. So what you're going to see are people have been told, you know, we have to not, let's use an example of the Broadway. Broadway, last week they sold $27 million worth of tickets, and that was a slow week already. When they shut down Broadway, that's not just the actors, it's the people who support it. It's the ushers, it's the concessioneers, it's the people who park the cars, who if you're taking an Uber to get there in New York, the subway even. When those things start, when there's one big event canceled, it trickles down. So you're going to see layoffs. There's no question. There's already been a few layoffs a couple of hundred that I've seen. Things like in Long Beach here in the port of Los Angeles here, they've had to lay off some ship workers because boats from China are not coming in. So you are going to see some layoffs.
I was going to say, do companies try to resist the fact of laying people off because of promise of stimulus from the government? Will there be companies that will that the knee jerk reaction would have been, you know what, the economy's down, we're going to downsize. Is there a chance that they won't do that this time because they think that the government is going to bail them out?
It may have to be a bigger bailout than last time. I think the airlines were the most. Airlines and manufacturing were probably hit the hardest, but 99% of all the businesses in our country are small businesses. So it could be the barbershop down the street. It could be somebody's flower shop. There is the promise from the Small Business Administration of low-interest loans. Not everybody can take those. So are they going to lay people off? They might. There may be some companies, and I've heard anecdotal stories only, where if they don't lay off five people, they would have to shut down the whole company. So it's a tough situation we're in right now.
What do you do if you're a small business association, if you're anyone working in the administration and or working in that in the idea of job growth and job stimulation? What do you do? I mean, when a virus is a public health concern comes along, it's unprecedented, especially for this generation, this time that we live. What are the options? I mean, if it's not a loan, if it's not a stimulus, what can you do?
I honestly don't have the answer for that. I wish I could tell you, and I could help every small business out there and help the government figure it out. But I think, look, there has to be some stimulus. Without getting political about this, I think there does have to be some stimulus, because if the small businesses close down, that's a problem for consumer spending. When consumer spending slows down, then that's a problem for the states for tax revenues and for the federal government for tax revenues. When that happens, there's cuts in budgets. And when there's cuts in budgets, the cycle just continues. Mm. So there does have to be some type of economic help.
Ramona Schindelheim's my guest. She's the editor-in-chief of Working Nation, workingnation.com. You know, we've had you on before talking about jobs and how the future of work is changing. We talked about whether or not we should fear automation. We didn't really talk about fearing pandemics, but we didn't make it in our last conversation. But when you think about the things that are in this world that can disrupt work, this has to be at the top of the list, right? I mean, there's not too many other.
It does.
Yeah, I mean, even acts of God and you know, natural disasters, there's the ability to sort of throw stimulus in and get people back on their feet. But this one seems to have a lingering effect.
That's where I'm saying this one is a public health crisis. So how long it lasts matters. The fact that it's been global matters. Again, we get, you know, parts for different things that are made here in the United States from other parts of the country. If they're not able to make them because somebody's sick, or if we're not able to make stuff because people are sick and send it elsewhere, you do have a economic crisis. Will we get through it? I believe we will. We have in the past when things have looked really bad. We have gotten through it. Some people will be hurt, though. There is no question about it. Yeah. Gig workers, I think they're like the first people to really get hurt. People who live paycheck to paycheck, whether or not they're a gig worker or they just have a very low paying job, they are also people who are going to get hurt. Big companies, they'll lose money, but they recover a lot quickly than you and I.
Yeah. Ramona, thanks for joining us. Ramona Schindelheim, she's the editor-in-chief of Working Nation at workingnation.com, and she's joined us a couple times now on the program. Thank you for your insights. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for having me.
All right.